Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms here today. Can we give a big hand one more time to all the moms? Whether you just begun your journey as a mom or you're a seasoned pro, or somewhere in the middle, we honor you today. Being a mom is one of the greatest callings. My mom is back in town. Can we give her a big hand? We're celebrating her. She's awesome. She was on a big travel trip visiting. She has a new grandbaby, but she has to be here with her favorite today, so thank God for that. I just want to recognize my beautiful wife. What an amazing mom. Still looking great after three kids. Can y'all give her a big hand today? What an amazing example of motherhood. And we honor all the moms. And maybe your mom and your kids made you cards and it was special today. But also, for some today, this can be a hard day. Maybe your mom is no longer here, or you're wanting to become a mom and that hasn't happened yet. Or the word mother is a difficult word for you. I want you to know God sees you. God loves you, and we speak hope over you today. God is a miracle-working God, and I just want to tell you, it's not over till God says so. So for the message today, it is this wonderful panel, and we have Minister Mariel. She's a preschool director and a mom of a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. We have Island here. She is a 7th and 8th grade science teacher and mom over 4 kids. A 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 15-year-old, so different stage in life. And then we've got Iris, a marketing director for Consumer Direct Wellness, and a mom of a very tall, handsome guy in the back, 25 years old. And then we've got Minister Deidre, a duty warden, and a mom of 2, age 36 and 34, as well as 2 stepkids. So we've got an incredible spectrum today of motherhood represented, and I believe that every one of them has something powerful to share with you today. Proverbs 1, 8 through 9 says, "Pay close attention, my child, to your father's wise words, and never forget your mother's instructions, for their insight will bring you success, adorning you with grace filled thoughts and giving you reins to guide your decisions." A mother's insight is powerful. It can bring us success. It can give us guidance. And that is significant. Today, sitting here, either you're a mom or you're the product of a mom. Either way, there's something to be received by great wisdom. So Iris, we'll start with you. What is one of the greatest instructions you've ever given your child?
Well, I know there's a couple of things. There's something, between integrity, like always, I would always say, like, look, somebody's always watching you,
right. Right.
In school or your actions, your reactions, somebody's always watching. But even if no one's watching, God is watching you.
And
you have to do what's right even when no one's watching.
That's
integrity.
Right.
I always say you never know. Like, somebody could be watching, you think nobody's watching, and you do something that you're not supposed to do, and then it discredits you. So
right.
Another thing was, like, in school, like, if a kid wants to lie about you and say, oh, he did this or he did that, the teacher would know him and say he would never do something like that.
Right.
But if you have a reputation of always doing something wrong or whatever, and then maybe this time you didn't do anything wrong, but somebody wants to lie about it, then the teacher would have, like, doubts,
Yeah.
Like, did you? Oh, you always do it. I can't believe that you're not doing it this time. So integrity, just always doing what's right, no matter what, and especially when you think or that no one's watching, because God is.
That's great. So, Island, same question. Like, what is one of the greatest instructions that you've ever given one of your children?
From me, growing up, respect was non-negotiable. You respect your elders regardless of what how you felt. Or if they asked you to do something, that was it. If you had a problem with it, you would swallow it and talk to your parents when they're around. So for that, I taught my children respect others and each other. And growing as a chain of command as well. And I've taught them, when you respect yourself, when you respect others, that is showing respect for yourself.
Man, so good, so good. So instruction is so fundamental, like, and the instruction from a mother is some of the best. And so if you had one thing to tell moms about the art of instructing their kids, what would it be, Minister Mariel?
Surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Surrender to God, first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's where our strength comes from. That's where our wisdom comes from. That's where insight comes from. It comes from the Lord. So if you surrender, submit yourself to Him. He will show you. He will give you the right words, even when you don't know them. The Holy Spirit will bring to you things that you forgot, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. So being in surrender to the Lord, and I don't say that because I've mastered it. I say it because I have to do it daily. Because if I'm not consistent in doing that daily, then my children, my marriage, my home will be under attack because of my inconsistency and not being surrendered to the Lord, being surrendered to my husband and his authority over our house. So the first thing is surrender.
Surrender is great. Wow. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. He or she will not depart from it. This verse speaks to the trajectory of a person's life and the vital role that a parent plays in positioning them in the right direction. The way we train our children doesn't just shape their childhood, it shapes their future. So, Miss D, from your own experience, what insights can you give parents about training their children well so that trajectory is where it needs to be?
Okay, a couple of things I wrote down was that you have to be intentional and consistent. Everything you do, make sure it's intentional, it's coming from a good place in your heart, and then be consistent with it. As Minister Mariel said, that if there's no consistency, then there's going to be some lack somewhere.
That's right.
As well as let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Yeah.
Set particular boundaries in your household. And then also know that everything starts at home. We can expect the teachers to teach them what we should have taught them. We can't expect that. If not, then the world going to teach them the wrong thing. So everything starts at home. And also, we have to be transparent in front of our kids. Learn to say, I'm sorry. Mama or daddy didn't know everything. Because parenting does not come with a man. Most of us parent the way we saw our parents parent. And today's society does not work that way. So we have to re-strategize, and then we have to come from a different approach. But always be consistent and be intentional.
So good. So good. So I'm coming back to you, Island. So is there something you feel you did well or something that you would do different when it comes to the training process of children?
Something I feel I did well was demonstrate an awe for God in our household, letting them know that God is all-powerful in everything they do. Mm-hmm. He is, as was said, is watching. Mm-hmm. So I would say being responsible as a mother, from the time your child is able to babble, we need to have the responsibility of watching ourselves. As well as what the words we're saying, what we display in the household, the movies we're watching, and the friends, even when their friends come over for their, in our household, this is not what we do. This is a Christian household. Yeah. We do not watch these demonic movies. We do not play these things. And they are able to verbalize where they stand in the household.
Oh, good. So same question. I love your perspective too, Iris. Is there something you feel you did well in the home with the training or something you should do differently in retrospect?
Well, I asked my son about this, and I think what I did really well was I went at a young age, maybe when he was like 10, 9 or 10, maybe 10, I started showing him how to do his chores, like laundry, cleaning the bathroom,
right.
Picking up after himself.
Right.
And in the beginning, of course, he didn't want to do it. Like, who wants to clean? And I thought to myself, I'm like, does he think that I just don't want to do it, and I'm being lazy, you know?
Right.
So I said to him, I said, you know, these are skills that you need to learn for yourself. This is going to benefit you, because
right.
when you have your own place, then you can clean your own place, you know?
Right.
I'm not, you know? We went to a quick story. We went to someone's house, and their house was filthy.
Mm.
Dishes packed, like it was filthy. And when we got home, when we got back home, I said, "Did you see that?" He said, "Yeah. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it." And I said, "Ah, this is why we don't leave one plate in the dish overnight. We clean as soon as you're done with it. You just clean it, put it away. You know, if something falls on the floor, pick it up, throw it away. Sweet. This is how we maintain a clean environment. You know,
right.
and then we're not." Like, overwhelmed by, like, oh, the house is such a mess. I don't want to clean it. No, don't let it get there. Just get it done. So, yeah. So I think that's what I did really well. Because he does really good at that right now.
Absolutely, yeah. And I see him. He helps us around the church, too. So good job. Proverbs 29:15 says, to discipline a child produces wisdom. But a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. So there's, of course, a real difference between momentary embarrassment that we all go through as parents and raising someone up and in the end being embarrassed about something about how they came up. So great discussion question. Give us one example, a story of some an embarrassing moment as a mom.
So my children.
This is where it gets fun.
My children go to where I work, so I see them all the time. I see them here at church. I see them at home, and I love it. I want it every second of the day, all the time. But seeing how different they are, seeing how similar they are, and all those beautiful things for me. Yes, there may be a little bit of embarrassment, but those are things that I'm saving in my arsenal for later, right? For the wedding speech, right? Dominic and I do this. Oh, you did that. Okay, we're saving that for
our
later.
Our kids give us a lot of great material. A lot.
So we're like, okay, we'll save that one for later. Oh, I have that picture. Remember, I have that picture. But this is out of love and joy. But just the other day here, some of you guys witnessed it, Dominic, our three-year-old, Mr. Speed Racer, who loves to run everywhere. We know we're looking at track. We're maybe looking at some other sports for him because he's ready to go all the time. So he was able to escape the nursery, and he ran, and he did a couple laps in here. And the beautiful and the wonderful Miss Gloria, you know, you guys, if you guys know Miss Gloria, she has a walker, and she's growing in her walking skills. Now the Lord is healing her. But she was standing, and he was doing a lap, and I saw the little smile on his face because he was trying to get behind her, but not slowly. Full speed. So he got behind her, and she fell. And I was mortified. Miss Gloria has sown into my life. She has spoken into my life. I'm like, this lady, this beautiful woman that is an elder in our house, like my head is going. And he kept going. And he was running with a big smile on his face. We helped her up. And I said, Miss Gloria, I'm sorry. And these was her words. She said, no, man. With children, these things do happen. I said, Miss Gloria, but he knocked you down, Miss Gloria. I felt so embarrassed. But even when I got home, like I felt it heavy, but I was praying. I said, God, you know, I'm sorry. Like I was in repentance for Dominic and what he did, but the Lord showed me. He said, this is family.
This is.
Her response to you was what real family does. There wasn't holding it over you. Do you see what your little boy did? I didn't feel any of that. It was more of what I was holding on to. But he showed me that in family, there's forgiveness, there's grace, there's mercy. So even though it was an embarrassing moment, I felt the Lord in that as well.
All right, Miss D, you give us one. I know you've got a good one, an embarrassing moment.
All right. Most of y'all know my kids, even my stepdaughter over there, Lakeia. All of them are different. Raised in the same household under one umbrella, but I have one that doesn't care what she says. I don't have to call her name, but, you know, she leads worship. One day I took them to the corrections picnic that I was catering. So there was so many people that supported Diamond M in their sports as they was participating, especially in her competitive cheerleading. And there was one lady named Ms. Winfrey, Officer Winfrey. So I finally introduced Diamond to Officer Winfrey. So before I can say anything, Diamond said, "I thought you was fat." So the lady looked at her and started laughing like, "Huh? Well, why would you think that?" She said, "Because your name Winfrey." And she said, "Why?" "Oprah Winfrey is fat." I'm like, "Oh, my God. Diamond, don't do that." But the lady, she died left. She said, "No, we're not related." You know, but they took it as a grain of salt. And they laughed about it the whole day. Diamond would say any and everything.
All right, so we're still on this scripture here. We're getting back. Thank you for that. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother's disgraced by an undisciplined child. So talk to me about one thing. I feel like this is right down your aisle. What is one area in your child's life that you absolutely refuse to let slide?
Is that on? Yeah. For me, growing up, it was l'église, l'école. Does anyone know the finishing? Say that again. La caille. L'église, l'école, la caille. Things we do not negotiate on. L'église is church. Faith is important.
Wow.
Yep. L'école is school. Education is important. And la caille is home. The home must be respected, and there is no negotiating that.
Wow.
And you can
write that down. Say that again.
L'église, l'école, la caille. You can say that to any real Haitian. They'll know what you're talking about.
I love that. Same question, Iris. What would you say is something that's a non-negotiable that you would not let slide?
I have it on here. Church is not an option. Just what she said. Church is not an option. I would also say... church is not an option. And then, what was I going to say next? I just remember when, you know, even when I didn't feel like coming to church, it was like I knew I had to be at church. Right. And there were some times where I didn't come to church. Yeah. And then when I did, it was like, man, what did I miss last Sunday? Mm-hmm. Like, I need to make sure that I'm in church because I'm missing out if I don't come. And I'm glad that for the past, 20-something years, I went through that curve, you know. But my son is, from not wanting to come to church, and Pastor Clarence, may he rest in peace, mm-hmm. I'll never forget when I was, he was, 2 years old. We were getting in an elevator. I think it's FIU, and we were in FIU.
Right.
And he was grumpy. Lexus was grumpy. He did not want to be there. And I'm like, get over here, in the elevator. And he's in the elevator with me, Pastor Clarence. And he says, you need to listen to your mom, boy.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, what a relief. I'm like, somebody's on my side, But just to see him now, him serving in the church, all three services, it's just, that's what growth does. He comes to church consistently.
Yeah. Amen. So, to discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. There's this balance I think we have to have in the home. A parent's got to find the balance between love and discipline. And when we look at God, we see that balance perfectly on display. Creation itself reflects both strength and tenderness, both structure and freedom. As parents, we're called to do both.
And if we love without discipline, it stops being love. And it becomes enabling. If we discipline without love, it stops feeling like correction, starts feeling like harm. So love and discipline hold each other in balance. What insights, Minister Mariel, can you share about finding balance between love and discipline in the home?
That's so good. I wanted to go so many different ways with that because for me, I didn't have a good example of it. I had to learn it here at Hope in my family. And my family here taught me that true love is discipline. It equals discipline. Disciplining, correction, accountability in love. In love. So that is the biggest takeaway, to do it with love, not holding it over, not abusing, because that's also culturally a thing that I had to break out of in my mindset, the difference between love and abuse. It's the truth. We Caribbean folk, you know, we come with a stern hand and we forget to love. And that causes more harm than good. So learning that in the Father's love, learning that in his house, now I've been able to do that at home with my children and see the fruit of it. Yes, they're going to push our buttons. Yes, they're going to try to go and push the boundary. But what does that do to us? Does that set us and we're just now a mess and we're yelling and we're screaming? No, we have to be able to be like our Father, sometimes just stand and watch and wait for the perfect opportunity to come and correct, to come and love. Sometimes there may be some pow-pows, right? But there's times where he just stands and he watches, and then he says, are you ready? Because I'm ready when you're ready. And then let's talk about it. How can we do it differently? What does it say in my word? What does it say in the word of God? Because in the word of God, it describes his discipline. Those who he loves, he rebukes and he chastens. That's what he says. Yeah. That's not just Old Testament. That's New Testament, too.
Yeah.
Because he loves us. He's going to hold us accountable. And he's going to say, hey, do you remember when you did this? You can do it a little bit differently. Let me give you some wisdom. Let me give you some insight. So truly walking in love and discipline with the Lord and letting him guide you as a parent. Because, again, I have not mastered this. I know I can speak eloquently, but I'm learning this and growing in this every day. It can be done. It takes hard work, consistency, and not giving up. Because there's going to be hard days, right? There's going to be some really hard days where it's upside down, up is down is up, and we're trying to figure it out. But having the Lord there and having his discipline, you're like, hey, you got a little snippy there, change it, you know. Mila, tell me, Mom, you raised your voice at me and I didn't like it. And I take that from the Lord. Like, yes, you're right, Lord, I did. I'm sorry. Forgive me and I apologize. Just as Minister D said, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was frustrated. But guess what? I love you and I told you that because I love you. I'm going to change how I do it next time.
That's good work.
So taking that accountability and really working that love and discipline.
So many incredible insights here today. Before we pray, I just want to give Misty an opportunity to just kind of wrap this up. And if there's something, a word to kind of leave the moms with today, I think I want the mothers to feel equipped. I want the families to be equipped today. Is there something you would say to moms, whether they're young moms, pro moms, in the middle moms? What would you say to them?
First off, Marielle, you do good. You do really well. I'm not into the gentle parenting, everyone. I am not. I have learned different approaches, watching my daughter with my grandbaby. And I'm like, what are you doing counting with her? You're going to do what you say. But then I seen that it worked.
Right.
So then, you know, there's different mechanisms, but I'm not that gentle parent. I love my grandbaby. I love the kids here. They love Miss D. But as a mother, to leave with you all is that learn to forgive yourself. Set yourself free. Because parenting, like I said before, doesn't come with a manual. We're not going to get everything right because there's no class on being a mother. We learn as we go. And then learn to parent as they grow. When they become adults, you never stop parenting.
That's true.
Never. It's just from a different level. And then also, do not let nobody hold you captive. When you learn to ask for forgiveness from your kids, it's their choice to forgive or not, but you're free because you did your part.
That's right.
We can't change the past.
No.
We can only start where we at. And if God forgive us, I don't care if they don't forgive me. I'm free. And you have to have that mentality because sometimes we have this unforgiveness. I see my auntie who died from a broken heart because she could not let go of the guilt.
Hear it.
Wow.
Hear it.
Pastor Clarence did it as well. He could not let go of the guilt.
Listen.
I refuse to let anyone hold me captive when I came to you and asked for forgiveness.
So good.
God forgave me, I'm free. Now you have to deal with your own sins. So please take that and hide it in your heart. And you know, parents, also free your kids. Your kids don't owe you nothing. Our job was to raise them. Allow them to live their life. Let them be free. They're not obligated. It's a difference. When the word of God say honor that mother and father, it doesn't say nothing about obligation. Set them free.
Right.
Allow them to live their life. Because once you plant that seed of who they are and whose they are, they might drift away, but they're coming back. They're coming back. And do not worry.
Right.
Speak life.
Yeah.
And hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because if he said it, he's going to do it. I love you guys.
I want to pray over everyone today. If you just bow your heads. God, I thank you, Father. We thank you for every mother in the house today. Thank you for the wisdom that was shared. And thank you for each and every one of us receiving whatever we need to receive, whether we're a mom or not a mom. God, I thank you, Father. It's your wisdom that you pour through father mothers and you pour through others, God. And God, I pray that we would grab that wisdom today. God, I pray that you would strengthen all the moms, God, for the journey that's ahead. God, touch those that have heavy hearts today. God, maybe their relationship isn't what they would want it to be with their mom, or maybe their mom has passed on. God, I thank you, God, that you would strengthen them also today, God. Lord, that they would feel seen by you. They would feel loved by you and loved by others. God, I thank you, Father. We bless the families. We bless the moms. And we bless those that need a special touch from you today. Maybe while you're here, you say, Pastor, I'm not really where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted, but I want to reconnect with him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray a prayer over you today. Amen. Amen. Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really had a relationship with Jesus. I've been around religious things. I've been around religious environments, but I don't know if I've ever really said yes to Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you today. Amen. If you lifted your hand for either one of those, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say that with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, for my failures. And I pray that you give me a clean start today. Give me a fresh start. And let me follow you. Help me live a life that pleases the Father. I surrender. I want to do it your way. I want to be in relationship with you. Teach me how to do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. Even a small prayer said in the direction of Jesus can move mountains. Jesus made it clear. He said, even faith, the size of a little tiny mustard seed,
can move mountains. So if you said that small prayer, I believe it's going to move mountains in your life. And I want to encourage you. Amen. Take the next step. Get involved in a small group. Some of the best growth that you can experience is the growth that you experience in community, because we encourage one another, we read the scripture together, we study the word of God, and we encourage one another and pray together. And there's so much growth in that. So I encourage you, find a hope group on the website, find a hope group on the Hope United app, or ask one of our team leaders. We would love to get you plugged in there. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be
undefeated.
God bless you. Have an amazing Sunday.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.